your personal property taxes, which is being considered via several bills. It could make some challenges come to the forefront when it comes to revenue for townships. Tell us about this.
Yeah, the governor is out talking about eliminating property taxes on industrial personal property. Those are the machines that make the automobiles and all those manufacturers. The problem is, if we do that, local units of government, whether they be counties, cities, townships, libraries, could see about a $500 million reduction in revenues. And while all the local units of government are agreeing that it's a great thing to do, what we're worried about is how we're going to get reimbursement for that money. And we've just got a simple concept. Some of the cities are saying, let's amend the Constitution to guarantee the money. The legislature is saying, well, we'll just appropriate it to you each year. And we've got a different proposal. You know, every year we have tens of thousands of senior citizens who file an income tax form called the Homestead Property Tax Credit. And they may not owe any income tax, but if they file that form, the state will send them a refund for the property taxes that they pay each year. And we're saying that's a simple way of doing this. If you can do it for an 85-year-old widow, why can't you do it for the city of Lansing? And so what we are suggesting is that the local units of government, to get this money back, would simply file what's essentially a tax form on the corporate income tax and get a refund from the state.
Has there been any pushback from this idea?
Actually, we've had some pretty open responses from the members of the committee. It's nothing that's ever been done before, so everybody's trying to figure it out in their own heads. But sometimes if you're going to do something bold in terms of changing our property tax system, you got to do something bold in terms of how to get the money back to the people.
When do you think we'll have a resolution on this idea?
I know a lot of people are hoping that the property tax changes occur by the end of the year. I believe the Senate is looking at passing these bills out of committee probably as soon as next week. So we know there's a ways to go, and what we're just trying to do is break the logjam on this and figure out how local governments can work with state and businesses to really bring jobs to the state.
We've been talking with Bill Anderson, who's the legislative liaison for the Michigan Townships Association. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you.